Hello and welcome to another edition of the Crippled Crisp Review. And as always, I am Captain Kane, or Marijn.
And I'm Sam, or Brace Boy, and this is episode 23 of season 1.
Yes, and we have a special one today. Well, we posted a poll on the internet, so you already know for 50% certain which one it is going to be.
Yeah.
There was a bit of a mix-up with the...
There was a bit of a mix-up.
Yeah.
Should we just announce who we're reviewing today and what we're doing next?
Good idea.
So, this week, we are reviewing, drumroll please, Tyrell's Pesto and Parmesan.
Bam.
A very nice crisp. I don't know yet. I know we hope, but it looks nice. The packaging looks nice.
Tyrell's pays a lot of attention to the packaging.
Laughing chef cook, I think, with a big Parmesan cheese and a pot of basil. So I'm interested. And then because we saw last minute after we already planned to do the pesto and Parmesan. We saw that somebody last minute voted for Pombar.
Yes.
And so we're doing a special Pombar related episode next week with a little surprise for the listeners of next week.
Yes. It's going to be a little party.
Yeah. Indeed.
And let's keep it at that.
Yeah. And this is quite interesting because this is an English crisp brand.
Yes. I guess so.
And they always go for the hand cooked English crisps, but then they do an Italian flavor, a flavor I have never seen before in a crisp. Of course,
me neither.
Pesto and Parmesan is a traditional flavor in Italian cuisine. Everybody knows about pesto and Parmesan. I think.
Yes.
Everybody,
it's one a of winning
the,
team.
Yeah, it's one of
on,
the
on pasta, for example.
I think that all students that have to learn to cook for themselves eat pesto and Parmesan for their first week of university before they learn how to cook anything else.
You buy a jar of pesto.
You buy a packet of pre-grated Parmesan.
Yes, and
or another cheese,
and then some.
Some spaghetti.
Some macaroni?
Yeah, or some spaghetti, or maybe some penne. Like, and you boil them way too long, probably. The first two times you do it, But that's okay. And then on a certain point, you learn about this Italian word al dente. And then you try to do al dente, but then you boil them.
Then you fail
because you boil them way too short.
Yes.
And then they are still raw. And then you get stomach aches.
I never had that.
No.
Maybe I always boil past al dente.
To be honest, I haven't had this either, but I lived in Leicester for a while, and then I shared the kitchen with four other students, and that's the only time in my life that I have had to share my kitchen with so many people.
Mm-hmm.
And these were all first years, and I was already a master's student, and they were first year bachelors, so they had never lived on their own before. They had never cooked,
Students from abroad, so they were not from England.
Then there were some English chaps there, and there was one Greek guy, and the rest was all from England.
Mm-hmm.
And I was the other abroad guy, and none of them knew how to cook, and they all, on a certain point, I just started cooking for them because I felt sad. I felt a little.
Yeah, I have a funny story about that, but
yeah.
Let's not do that. Yeah. Let's try the crisp.
Yeah, let's do that. I distinctly smell pesto.
Okay.
That's a good sign, I think. I grab a crop of crisps and then I pass them back to you.
Yes. Yeah, I also, but it's not too much, because you also still smell some of the potato.
Yeah.
Let's try it.
crunch is good.
The crunch you do taste the Parmesan.
Yeah.
No, the you pesto. Do taste the pesto.
But you missed the Parmesan.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to say. Yeah, the crunch is good, but it is as expected from a hand-cooked crisp. We have reviewed Tyrell's before. We have reviewed Kettle Crisps before, which is also a hand-cooked crisp. The crunch is similar. It's a good crunch, but...
Now I do think I get a little bit of Parmesan.
I still didn't haven't noticed but it yet.
But I do like them.
I do like them, but I...
A little bit more special than the usual crisp, I'd say.
Yeah, but if I, but not if too I much. Compare them with the crisps we did last week, the pickle crisps, which was also a very new flavor, so this is a new flavor for me, and then the pickle is also... Then I think the pickle crisp is more of a hit for me. It's
yes.
More of a... This is maybe too refined for me.
Well,
it's too.
I don't
supple.
Know, but I, if I speak for myself, I like the pickled crisps better than these.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I.
So they are. They are.
Roundup.
I can imagine they are fancy. They are in a fancy bag, and
the
pesto
and
Parmesan sounds expensive. They were €2.05. I believe
that's quite expensive for a bag of crisps.
Yeah.
I mean it's not as if yeah.
Let's
do a quick roundup.
You do okay, yeah.
Smell
is a bit pesto-y.
Yeah.
With potato. You smell both pesto and potato.
But it is quite nice. It's
good, okay.
It's
yeah.
a good smell.
A good introduction
yeah.
to what you get.
Flavor?
Flavor is nice. Pesto.
Yeah, pesto. But it
mostly.
Is a faint pesto. It's not like
a
pasta
it's
pesto. It's not like a pasta pesto that you really it is you it's also just a crisp. Yeah, of course it's just a crisp. But I mean if you eat a Lay's paprika for instance, the paprika is really like
the main ingredient.
The main ingredient, and here the
potato
pesto
is on the side.
Here the pesto is more of a side.
Yeah.
It's nice. It's the subtle flavor of basil. You really taste the basil pesto in it. And then the texture. Yeah, it's a good crunch.
It's a good crunch.
But you are expected to have a good crunch if it's a hand cooked English crisp. I think.
Yeah.
I think it's not overperforming on the crunch. It's just doing its job, in a sense.
Yes.
And I think you cannot grade it for more. I personally would give it 2.5, maybe 3 out of 5 crisp
bags. I'd give it 3.
Because it's just doing
its
job.
It's doing its job. And
maybe for fancy people, maybe this is a... But fancy people mostly eat... Yeah, salted crisps with no other flavors. So this is maybe then, this is like an extinguishing amazing crisp. But for me, it's all right.
It's just that.
Yeah.
It's all right.
But it's, Let's
it does what it is supposed to.
Let's go on with the trivia. And Marijn, you prepared a nice little trivia for us this week again. You came up with something very interesting about Parmesan cheese.
Well, yeah. Well, you could call it about Parmesan cheese, but...
you could also call it about Italian culture or Italian crime.
Well, let's not let the audience wait too long.
No.
No, this is fact, I guess... In 1969, an Italian man was charged with selling a product described as grated Parmesan cheese, which is very nice.
Yeah, which is good.
Yeah.
Which contains gets fungi more easily than non-grated Parmesan cheese.
Oh.
Just for everybody that keeps their
grated Parmesan cheese in the refrigerator so for a while.
That is actually a better trivia than
this is also a very interesting trivia, I think.
So this guy was selling grated Parmesan cheese, or said he was selling grated Parmesan cheese. But it turned out to be grated umbrella handles.
Which I find very funny, because how do you obtain that many umbrella handles? Because umbrella handles aren't that cheap, I think. I mean, Parmesan,
I don't know.
Parmesan is quite an expensive cheese. There are more expensive cheeses, of course, but it's not one of the cheaper cheeses. And especially if you have the Parmesan DOP or whatever. You have the one special Parmesan that really has to come for the region, and then it's only allowed to be called Parmesan or
Parmigiano.
No. And then, but is
Originale? I don't
umbrella handles are probably expensive as well. Those are made from
wood. It were second-hand umbrella handles.
Yeah, probably he probably didn't make like a bunch of umbrella handles and then was like, oh, I made all these umbrella handles. Let's grind them down until probably it's sawdust.
What?
It's like saw. I guess so.
It doesn't say, but it could be that it was is sawdust and that it looks like grated Parmesan cheese because grated Parmesan cheese has a bit of a wood-like color.
Yeah, it does. And what is quite interesting, okay. So you mean the faint, so the yellow off whitish color.
Yeah.
It could look like sawdust, but I think that if you put a bowl of sawdust next to a separate bowl of Parmesan cheese.
Yeah, but these people are walking on the street. They're in a hurry, they see, oh man, this guy is selling grated Parmesan cheese. Let's buy
it. Probably for a cheap price. Probably it's not the most expensive Parmesan cheese.
I guess a cheaper price. And it's probably way too much for what you get.
Yeah, probably.
Because if you get grated umbrella handles.
He was scamming people. So
I've never seen a recipe that says, and now add a cup of grated umbrella handles.
No,
you are being scammed. These people didn't have the opportunity to compare the grated umbrella handles versus real grated Parmesan cheese.
No.
I guess not.
But I think that, in my opinion, Italian people, I have some family members, or they're not really blood family, but they feel as family who are Italian. It's like I've known these people all my life. These are friends of my parents, and I've known them since I was a child. And these people, the only thing they talk about is food, and often it's
cheese.
Italian food, and then it's often about cheese and Parmesan cheese. And I think that they are stereotypical Italians, because the Italian people I know through them are also only talking about food. So and architecture, but that's just because they are architects. And I think that these people would recognize a bowl of sawdust for a bowl of sawdust and then would say like, hey, this isn't Parmesan cheese. If you would sell them on the street or in a shop or wherever you're selling your sawdust Parmesan or grated umbrella handles, which I think look like sawdust. I don't know what the umbrella handles were made of.
Me neither.
But what
so
I'm also interested in this trivia, and I know you don't know the answer, but we can speculate on this.
Yes,
I think.
Let's do that.
What would be his punishment? I mean, I think
Italians,
that penalty.
Italians are pretty, how do you say that?
Lenient?
Everything concerning
food,
Italian cuisine,
is
very strict.
Yeah, that's
so
true. Yeah, yeah, they have a lot of food laws.
I believe there is a standard for making tagliatelle. Needs to be this many inches wide and this many inches long, and that's in law. Yeah, so yeah. If you don't do it like that, you can't. It's not tagliatelle.
It's a tagliatelle type of. That's why. I don't know. Maybe we get too much into the pasta now, but you have a pappardelle of
pappardelle.
Pappardelle, yeah.
Yes.
Which I would call a broader tagliatelle, but
a type of tagliatelle.
But if you say that to an Italian person, he will cut your head off.
Yeah, exactly.
He will murder your whole family, burn your house down.
Yeah,
and
probably
make sure that your line will never spread around the world again. He will make sure that your family will not be able to reproduce for never. Yeah. So
it only needs one generation that can't procreate anymore. Your seed will die out very quickly.
Yeah. I think that this guy, this umbrella handle Parmesan criminal, umbrella cheese man.
Yes.
Probably got the death penalty, but we don't know.
Well,
we don't know.
I think because the trivia says it was an Italian man, but I doubt that. I dare to doubt it if it was a real Italian.
No, it's probably an. Yeah, okay, but now we sound like a right wing.
always the foreigners.
No, I mean, if he really was an Italian, really concerned with food, he wouldn't do this.
No, okay, but. It could be like some mafiosi scheme thingy. Like, the mafia has done some crazy things even in Italy. Or especially in Italy is maybe the best.
I don't know. I'm happy to...
to don't know this. No, yes. I get that. But I find it a very interesting subject. If we have Italian listeners or people that know a lot about... Italian law or European law
or Parmesan law
and you know what happened to this man, or you know what would happen to such a person that sold
it's quite some time ago. It's 1969.
Somebody knows the law about selling fake Parmesan cheese or pretending to sell Parmesan cheese or whatever. It could be. We have smart listeners.
Yes.
Let us know. Write it in the comments down below.
Yeah.
Or
send us
tweet
a
it
message.
At us. Tweet at us.
How is our email address doing?
Not doing good. Not doing good.
Okay. So don't email us at parmesan@iredcrystal.com.
I'm making a promise right now, right here, that I will send email... I will fix our email address before the next podcast.
Okay.
Or at least...
to make an effort.
I will make a... Yeah, sorry, guys. I've been quite busy with work and all kinds of other stuff. The email address hasn't been my first priority. Bringing you a new podcast every week has been on that list far higher. Let's
leave the Parmesan where it is.
Sad note, go on to a more happy note.
Brace boy, you told me that finally the time has come that you too succumb to the terror of the wheelchair.
Yeah, or maybe the flirtatious effort of the wheelchair. I think the wheelchair has been calling to me because I'm a lazy person at heart.
like a siren.
Yeah, like a merfolk siren from the sea.
Sam, come to
sit,
us.
Come sit down and never stand up again.
Yeah.
Okay, this is not really wheelchair related, but the last time that I really had to use a wheelchair was after an operation on my leg. I was a child. I was 10 years old, and then most of the time they put steel pins in my foot. It was a whole ordeal, blah blah. So I lay in bed often, and and when I wasn't in bed, I sat in a wheelchair, and then when I was in bed, often it was too big of an effort when I had to pee to go
Yeah.
To go and get into the wheelchair.
Yeah.
Ride around the house because I was already home back then, and then go on the toilet and pee. So what I did then was I got my mom brought me a bottle, like a big bottle. You have these special pee bottles you can do in bed. And after that experience, I often felt the need to have such a bottle just next to the side of my bed, even when I was already healed and I already could walk again, because I'm just fucking lazy. And when I'm in bed, I'm like, fuck off, I'm not going outside. I'm warm in bed. I just move the covers a little, put the bottle around my genitalia and get it done with.
And you were surprised when you were judged obese by
you.
A doctor
and by a website, not a doctor.
Okay, sorry, my mistake.
So this I'm known as a lazy person for everybody that didn't pay attention yet. Doctors have told me that because of the my disability, I of course have a disability, but I also nowadays have a lot of issues with pain and getting pains when I walk long distances.
Yeah,
so
I thought it started there. You had a lot of pain and you were treated for that, and they say, "Oh yeah, we're going to heal that for you."
Now they say, like, okay, it's gonna take a really long time to heal the pain completely. Like, it's already taking 5 years now, and now they say that it's at least going to take another 6 months, but it could be more than a year again until I'm fully healed. So then now they say, and they already say that if we can heal this pain completely, or when we heal this pain completely, you still have to keep in mind that you will never be that you have a high chance of getting pain again when you walk long distances. So they advised me to buy a wheelchair for now, but also for the future. So if I walk long distances during perhaps a holiday or a trip to a park or a museum or going to visit,
or just if you go
shopping
to the city,
shopping. Although I mostly do my shopping online, a bicycle, and then I'm going one store exactly. I go into the store and I go out to the store back again on my bicycle, because biking is very good for my body.
Doing pinpoint.
I do pinpoint. Yeah, I'm not walking up and down the Kalverstraat anymore. That's
for a lot of people that's impossible anyways, and they don't even have a handicap.
No, that's true.
I believe Kalverstraat is exploding in the number of people walking through it.
Yeah, so yeah, it's really hard to walk up and down it. Yeah,
yes.
But long story short, because this is already a very long story, I am now searching for a nice little wheelchair, and I'm doing a lot of shopping online. And what I found interesting is that there are a lot of stores in Amsterdam that say, like, hey, we sell wheelchairs, among other things. They sell wheelchairs. And then you call them up and you ask, how many different types of wheelchairs do you stock? And then they say 3. But that's not like a big overview of things. They say that they are specialized in wheelchairs. It's a little bit like a shoe shop telling you, I'm specialized in shoes, and then you come into the shoe shop and
I have 3 sizes.
We have 3 shoes. Yeah, 3 sizes as well, and we have 2 different types of laces. That's it. That's the whole fucking shop. And then I'm just, because I understand how it works, because wheelchairs, and we're talking about foldable wheelchairs, like wheelchairs that you can easily put in the back
in the trunk of a car.
Or take with you on a plane ride or whatever. And wheelchairs like this are mostly sold by, I think, the elderly. Sold to the elderly.
Yeah.
I mean, bought by the elderly. And those people probably come into the store, and then they don't want too big of a choice. They want the basic cheap model.
Yes.
They want the luxury expensive model, and then they want the lightweight model. Probably that's the 3 choices that you want.
I told you I was checking in the store where I bought my wheelchair.
Yeah.
They had 3 option. Three models,
yeah.
Three options. A cheap one,
yeah.
A medium one, and an expensive one.
And the expensive one is then the lightweight one. I
No. I had the I bought the middle one.
Yeah, that's then the lightweight one.
But that was also the lightweight.
Yeah. So the lightweight one, what I find out online is that's indeed that's the like the middle class priced ones. That so they the big improvement from the cheap ones to the middle ones is that they bring down the weight, which is really really handy.
Yeah.
If you. Yeah,
yeah, if you need to, yeah. If
yeah,
you need
it's
to
also,
ride yourself.
It's also, mm-hmm. I think, for us people that are dependent on people pushing us around in these wheelchairs, it's maybe the social move to get a lightweight wheelchair to keep your friends and family a little nice to you. Like, keep
yeah.
them a little...
to keep them friends.
Keep them friends, and yeah. Yeah, that's... No, so that's... My story, but I have a special announcement because Marijn and I are soon going, maybe next, probably this month, if we can, we are aligning our calendars. We're going to a special wheelchair outlet store.
Oh, yeah.
And then we will do this together. At least I'm going with my parents, but I'm inviting Marijn to come along. And then
that's
we,
great. Maybe
and then we will report about the special outlet. Wheelchairs we can maybe buy from old ladies that never have really ridden in their wheelchairs that only use them on Sunday afternoons
yeah,
to do shopping.
Only, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
and yeah, like stuff like that.
Mostly in the garage.
Mostly
the,
in the garage.
Stories like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we're going to do that together. I think that's maybe a nice adventure for us, and then to report about in a next podcast. Not,
yeah,
not
we're
next
not going
week.
To do a live review.
We're not
there.
Doing. No, it's maybe a little impolite while people are shopping that we are like talking in microphones and stuff. And we don't have microphones to take outside, I think.
Exactly, and these
no,
are quite
yet.
Big to take
these
with
are,
us.
No, I'm not. I'm not gonna take my laptop and my external sound card and these big microphones.
But when you have a wheelchair, you could.
Yeah,
because,
you could. Then
you could
then
install
we,
them.
Then
your,
we can. then we can montage the microphone stands to the wheelchairs.
Yeah,
we could do that. That's actually a great idea. But that's a future project.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're thinking about it. But
you were thinking about it.
We are thinking about it. Let's.
No,
you
are thinking about
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
I'm not thinking
okay,
about it.
I am thinking about it then.
Okay.
I think.
So that.
That's everything we have to discuss this week, or.
No.
Oh, no.
Because we have the big Pombeer Fest.
The Pombeer Fest. That's
which
next week.
That is the
next
week. We take a look for it. Usually we would do. A poll, and
yeah.
So
nah,
that
we
you
only
can
have
make
done
charge,
that twice
but
now.
Yeah, but we like to do a poll, and,
yeah.
and people have
yeah.
some.
So the poll
but
will return
next
week.
For
yeah.
next week,
we do a Pombeer.
Yes.
In a very special manner, I think.
Yes,
it's gonna be a first for the podcast. That's
yes.
all I'm gonna say about it.
It's going to be special.
Yeah, going to be special. Look forward to it. The
yeah.
podcast will be online on probably the 10th of the next. This podcast will be online when you're listening to it, and the next podcast will be around the 10th of March. So,
and then that is it. So we are going to do Pombeer. Great, because actually that one this week, but.
Yeah, and Pombeer,
and it's on our list for quite some time.
Yeah, we have talked about Pombeer, I think, for maybe the beginning of the podcast. I have referred to it that I wanted to review it as a written review long before we started doing podcasts. So
it's long overdue.
It's long overdue. That's exactly what I wanted to say. Maybe we should do a quick roundup of
what
we all discussed.
Yeah, of course, we reviewed the Tyrell's pesto parmesan cheese.
Yeah, which
and
got
it
a
got
three out of five.
Three bags out of five.
We talked about this crazy man in Italy that came up with a great idea to sell grated umbrella handles as if it was parmesan cheese.
Yes. And then we talked about
wheelchairs.
Getting a wheelchair.
Yeah, getting wheelchairs and our upcoming wheelchair adventures, I think.
Yes.
Maybe we can Oh, I'm coming up with all these great wheelchair ideas now. Okay, but we're going to share this with you later.
Is this all Jackass ideas, or that we are going to be in a wheelchair and
there is this yearly tournament, or it's this yearly extravaganza organized by this what is the English word for revalidatie? It's not really a hospital, but by this medical center in Amsterdam. Yes. They do this yearly sporting tournament in which all people with chronic diseases or illnesses and chronic diseases
are wheelchair bound.
Only wheelchair bound, but also if you have some kind of other physical disability, they do this sporting event, and then one of the they have all these different sporting events. It's one big day with all these different sports you can play, and one of the events is a bike race through the Vondelpark, but then you only can enter it with a special bike. So for instance, my recumbent bicycle would be one of the bikes that could apply to that, but also hand bikes and all types of other beautiful bikes that people can use when you have a disability. And then they do a race. And now I'm thinking, maybe we should do this, but then only us two through the Vondelpark on wheelchairs. And that we push ourselves a little bit, or that we roll ourselves a little bit by hand, but also that we do like a kind of part of the race, like an estafette, that like friends and family are pushing us through the Vondelpark, and that we do this whole race thing. Maybe this just came
and
up.
You invite people for a team for your team.
This would be fun, I think.
Have to do anything, but then maybe in the end we win.
Maybe we have to do like a little bit, but that we also get help, like that's the team effort in a sense. We'll see how we do it.
Moving on. That was the roundup, I guess.
Yeah.
And this podcast was quite full with ad hoc ideas.
Yeah, but that's good. That's fine.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, that's okay. But
we should ask people to subscribe.
Yes, of course. I'm almost forgetting that.
Subscribe to the podcast and maybe
Leave comments down below.
Leave comments down below.
On our website. Share, subscribe.
Yeah, tweet at us. Write reviews on iTunes. Share.
It would help us a lot.
Yeah, and until next time.
That is how the crisp crunches.